guys come in. Please, have a seat by the fire and listen to my tale of Dungenetics, the Cliff Notes edition. See, in this particular episode, I will be going through our chapters one by one, picking out the compelling parts, discarding the chaff, and hopefully getting you up to speed on the danger of our world. So please, rest assured, you're in good hands. The table bickering has been removed. The poor dice rolls have been executed. And all that is left is the pure adventure. In this section, I will be discussing the following. Escape. Zombies. Flasks. Crystal skulls. And werewolves. So if any of those are triggers, well, I'm sorry. You've been warned. We begin our episode as our boys run, run, run for the ocean side. Only to find they've been double crossed.
I think we can go around them.
Well, right now he's wrapped up in a rug.
I'm not wrapped up in a rug. I'm just on the ground.
Mark, charge him.
Magic dagger time. 17.
That hits.
Plus 7, 24.
Made that up. It wasn't
17. It's 2
17. Shut up. We're behind the bag of chips.
I need to roll one of these, the D4.
Yep.
I'm not trapped in rugs. I'm pretty badass.
That one's good.
The creature that was once Victor Spire, the self-proclaimed king of Astroport, collapses on the ground. As you catch your breath and mend your wounds, your attention returns to the flickering skyline, illuminated by a burning city. While the sounds of battle ring throughout the whole city as the Visor's army clash with the Walking Dead, while horns still sound the retreat.
Start taking out those guys.
Could you get your sister to
join us? She's like, I don't need that much help from you. I actually was in the city when the plague beset us.
Yeah, it happened.
I know, I'm just, so.
Yeah, she knows what to do.
You take care of that. You know.
All right, we'll I guess we'll put on travel gear because they're dressed in like fine linens. And
oh, who cares? Just freaking go out there and do it. It's gonna get changed.
We mean go do it. Like
get changed. You want get changed. To... Yeah, freaking get changed. Just go start killing things. You're in like medieval times.
They're not soldiers.
So?
There's only three living soldiers. These people are just townsfolk.
Hey, when the undead show up, everyone's a soldier.
On these series of lifts. But there's a lift that goes down, and we might be able to find a boat and get out of here.
That's what I'm going for.
What about those other dudes that are trying to take over the town?
However, yeah. there is, while you guys are talking, there is an attractive girl that comes over to you, Hutzel.
Yes.
But she looks angry.
Oh.
Well, she's like,
well, so much for that. So much for that.
That's a common occurrence.
She tells you that your father adopted her. She was a orphan from the war that he led.
Oh, crap.
You,
so you can't have sex with her now.
She's like...
Well, you can't see
she tells you, how dare you wear his armor. You'll never be half the man your father was.
Well, that's okay. You know, my dad wasn't with me for half of my life, so I don't have to be half the man he was, because half the time he wasn't even there.
You should tell
she kind of like leaves off. She sees, she's like, they're all strapping on travel gear. There's a lift that brings us down to the dock.
So let's
and
do that.
There's hopefully a dock down there.
So let's go. Let's go.
Let's go to the boat.
I'm for it, guys. If you
I'm boating it out.
Let's.
I'm on a boat.
I never believed we'd be here.
All right, so there's 38 of you, all like suiting up.
Women, find a children big boat. Last. We going first.
Find a big boat. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
So
need a bigger boat.
How many people can ride the lift at a time?
Oh, the lifts are actually big because they're meant for actually
like
for
freight?
Cargo. Shipping freight. So
cargo.
All of you guys should fit on one platform.
Doesn't someone have to lower it?
What they're doing to that.
All right, you guys all load up onto the platform. As the lift lurches to life, as the water wheel engages, and you begin to descend down the face of the cliff. Downward towards the dock district, you notice the fire has not yet reached this far as of yet. You also notice several ships are still docked near the shipping warehouses. One even appears to be lifting its sails and preparing to launch. In between the bottom of the lift and the ships is a mass of the undead, drawn by the sound of the lift gears.
I knew there was going to be dead. There's no way we can go down anywhere without anything happening.
The only way is to make a run for it. And you see a mass of zombies as it basically opens out to the ground floor. You're up first.
huts?
Well, all right, I guess I'll just hit the one with the red eyes.
You guys have pretty much milled through half of the entire group of zombies. All right, so Mark is prone in the middle of zombies.
Going, what the fuck?
You and your 13 survivors, so that's 15 of you, are farther, like, on the breaking out of the cluster of zombies.
Yeah.
There are still about 100 zombies left. As you're inching closer and closer to the ships, the dead seem almost infinite, or 100 of them. Several of your group have been pulled away by the ever-clutching hands of the walking dead, and your strength is waning. The look of fear on those around you reveals their realization that they may never reach the boats is a distinct possibility. Just as you grasp this conclusion, the docks is rocked by a tremendous explosion above you on the cliff face as flaming debris rains down on the docks. You see a large shadow glide through the air, crashing down on a nearby warehouse, covering the area with wooden splinters. Rising from the wreckage is a giant, black, long-necked reptilian creature
Smog!
That stands up and spreads its wings.
A dragon!
With a roar, it sprays a foul-smelling in its mouth and blankets the area of the docks. And it seems to sting you, and you see many of the walking dead just dissolve and collapse.
Oh, nice.
Its fierce red eyes stare at each of you with a malice that cannot be measured, and it suddenly moves to lunge at you. Caught off guard by a bolt of lightning, the creature rolls back and shakes as electricity dances along its scales. A figure draped in a blue cloak walks out from between two buildings and comes before your group and hands Kingsley, you, a object wrapped in a cloth.
I got a piece of cloth. Can I open it?
Does he have time?
There's something weighted in it. Yeah, there's an amulet in it.
Okay.
Can he use his arcane lore to see if he knows?
Yeah, I got
Well, Nolan's like
knowledge.
My suggestion is that you run before the creature gets back up.
Oh.
Can I? He's like, I can only hold this beast back.
Are we running to the ship?
Yeah.
And he goes, you'll know what to do with the amulet when the time before comes. Pulling the boarding plank aboard, you notice the hand of Scott Leon reach towards you, while you notice horrible scars across his neck and arm. Sorry for doubting you, friends, but there's no time to waste because I can't wait to put this town behind us.
So Kimmy, can someone confront your stepsister now?
Sit
in the boat. Confront your sister.
Yeah.
You go to confront your sister, but you can't find her.
No.
Among the survivors.
Uh-oh. We could ask one of the Leonis what the destination is.
Can we ask any of the people in our group if they saw what happened to them?
That's
she's like, it was chaotic. She must have been pulled away by the undead.
Why don't we talk to the Leonis? I think. And ask where we're going.
Where we're going.
Yeah.
Even though you're sleepy, you swear you heard a scream over the sounds of the storm. You go upstairs. On the way upstairs, you notice two dead people. They look like they've been mauled by animals.
What?
Werewolves.
Oh, no.
I figured out your plan, Mr. Francois.
Well, you didn't see all the hints I made.
There was
a brilliant full moon as you departed the harbor. You're boarding a ship called the Silver Lady.
Yes, I got it. I knew what was going on, but I just like to let you lay your
dress.
He
didn't know until that one clue.
All right, you see two
werewolves
on the deck, and they've killed another three people on the surface.
Leon. Whatever they're
Maybe
called.
They're were-teddy bears.
They're were-teddy bears. Don't try to snuggle with them.
All right.
So I just rolled it for a deck save.
Yeah.
And that's a d20?
Yeah.
Roll good or you're in trouble, buddy.
Come on, Otto.
I'm swimming with the fishes because I'm wearing heavy armor.
This is a big mover right now. Look at Jazzy. We're like, this is good. It's like, this is good stuff.
9 plus 2.
11.
All right. You didn't fail utterly. You basically just put your sword sideways and just start pushing it against the other werewolf. And it goes right over the edge, leaving out a yelp. You go over the other thing. However, you got one arm tangled in the rigging over the side of the ship.
So you're hanging?
In the middle of a storm as the ship is rocking back and forth.
So we gotta help
I'm a giant lightning
man. Yeah.
So I'm gonna help
you're a lightning
him.
Rod.
I should help.
Can I use uncanny dodge, though?
No, you take 5 points of damage. And make a constitution save.
7.
All right.
1?
C-O-N. Yeah, plus 8.
All right.
Uh-oh. Crap. You're going over the edge next, Mark.
Oh, my God. I got to pull you both up?
No, he's not switched over or anything.
I'm going to turn into a werewolf, bro.
He may be cursed with lycanthropy, but, you know, it's all good.
Dude, that's badass. I mean, werewolf is a werewolf assassin.
If he get you mad, you turn to a werewolf.
A werewolf assassin of, like, Incredible Hulk.
And,
you know
then,
what the secret is?
I'm always we go to the top of the order. It's back to you, Mark.
Right, he turned around like, what did you do?
As the last creature is slain, it reverts back to the body of Scott Leon. The shock of realization strikes you from the fact that the helm has been unmanned, and during the storm, the ship has shifted course. It appears to be headed straight for a rocky shore. The ship lurches and capsizes while you are thrown about. The ship is torn apart and the world turns to black. You are reawakened by a splash of salt water in your face. As you regain consciousness, you realize you have been tied to chairs and stripped down to your undergarments.
What that sucks.
Scratches and bruises remind you of your near-death experience at the hands of some rocks the day before.
And bite marks.
In front of you is a giant man with a face that appears to be chiseled from the stone itself. After a few moments of you guys kind of talking to each other, a rather gruff-looking dwarf enters the room.
His shirt
is unbuttoned down low, revealing a hairy, barreled chest. Dick. With clothing that only recalls the images of pirates to your mind. So what brings you to my town? I don't take kindly to a bunch of armed strangers appearing on my beaches.
I impart to him that it was not our intention. We were simply fleeing for our lives from battle.
Yeah, we were in battle.
In battle with what?
Werewolves,
zombies, and the Visor's army, but not necessarily in that order.
He kind of scratches his chest, forehead, and kind of looks at you guys like, I don't know why you'd pull out a story like
but
this.
But he has scratches on him to prove that we were attacked by werebears.
Werewolves. I would assume if you're fighting, lions, bears, and werebears, I guess you'd be pretty talented at what you guys do.
We could help you.
Well, when I'm not tied to a chair, yeah.
But I have something more special in store for you. There's a traveler that's come to my town, and I don't like him being here. However, I don't want to start a fight with him, because I'm not quite sure how deep his talents go. However, maybe you guys might be able to persuade him, as not official agents of me, to leave the town. If you're able to do that, I would allow you to become contributing members if you pull your weight.
What can you tell us about this guy?
He's also got a minotaur as a guard. You guys enter the inn.
We're dead.
You say it's very quiet.
First comes to worst, just kill everything.
Yeah.
And then we don't know what we're doing.
But who cares?
You see a stranger, who you assume is. He's a cloaked individual sitting at a table. Seems to be looking over some papers. You notice that he wears a thick cloak, but he seems to be very twitchy. It's like all over his body, he just seems to never be fully at rest. To his right is a gigantic minotaur that looks up and eyes your weapons greedily as you enter. You see several other cloaked figures line the room with weapons clearly on display, watching you enter.
Hello.
You feel like something's in your head, and then you hear a voice. He goes, "So you wish to help me in my endeavors?"
Oh, he's talking
to the stranger's, his hood looks up. You can't see inside, but he appears to be looking straight at you.
Yes, we've heard as we were passing through that you might have jobs available.
Yes, I'm looking for something that seems to be eluding me at the moment. I've hired a few guards, but they haven't been able to stomach what needs to be done. If you are willing to do it, it's been buried underneath an abandoned mineshaft that hasn't been used in hundreds of years. I'm looking for a crystal skull.
Yes.
Is there what?
Is there a way we can call for backup if need be, if we're into any trouble while we're in the mines?
It's a possibility. I might be able to listen in.
He's just going to read your mind and know.
Yes.
Figure that out. Really what he's going to do.
You see the figure looks up at the Minotaur, and the Minotaur takes out a scroll that's on his belt and hands the scroll case to you. This should give you everything you need.
We will depart on our journey and return once we have found your skull. Meet you back here?
You won't be able to miss me. And he sees that there's basically what appears to be like hieroglyphics on the wall painted on with some kind of dye. It appears that there's a figure with many tentacles coming out of it that seems to be adored by all these humanoid figures around it.
Yeah, because he's
the leader, the only one that's standing among the humanoids, is holding a skull in his hands.
Bring back this.
You see
octopus.
That some of the human figures seem larger and like beefier than the ones before, and there's show scenes of them killing the smaller humanoids.
Trolls.
You notice that there is some script wrote into it. You're not completely able to figure out what it is, but it does look like a warped dialect of the common tongue. So it's a human language, but it seems like it's been corrupted and it's been a lot of variations of dialect that haven't been used in a very long time.
So it's old,
maybe more werewolves?
But it says that there was the one that led us before rests here.
What's he gonna do? You're just gonna stand here looking at pictures
of the
wall?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out.
He's an archaeologist.
It's not a fucking museum.
I mean,
he is Indiana Jones.
How old? So this person.
Are you gonna tell him anything before you just kind of like slouch off into the darkness?
I'm gonna go investigate. I'll be back. Don't miss me too much.
I got my sword at the ready, and I'm looking towards the altar.
Can I disguise myself as one of them? Because I have disguise now.
You do have disguise. Let me see what the limitations of this...
My guys, you're doing a lot.
You notice there's like 3 or 4 orcs that notice you. One of them says something.
Just fart. Just nod your head.
Can I mimic?
You can mimic, but who are you going to mimic? One of the ones you just walked by?
Yes.
Alrighty.
I don't know. What else am I going to do?
Just say
what he
says.
Roll an intelligence check. You're going to mimic what the last thing you heard anyone say.
Well, this is who are you? I'd be like, who are you?
Who are you?
You're talking to me. All
right, roll.
No one else hit. You're talking to me.
Good. All right, roll. That's good. That's a good way to go, man.
17.
Oh. All right, he seems confused, and he's kind of looking at you, and he scratches his head.
And then you mimic him by being confused.
And I mimic him by scratching my head.
So what are you two doing? So what are you two doing?
Well, right now, I'm...
You've somehow sneaked down. You guys are going to be able to
sneak
down.
No, I'm hoping the bat created enough of a distraction for us to get closer to the temple.
All right, sneak.
All right, are we rolling the sneak?
Oh, boy.
It's dex, right? Bad.
Yes. Hutzel, roll twice.
Oh, boy.
You take the lower roll.
17 plus 1, 18.
All right, he's sneaking along.
10 plus 1.
2 plus 2.
Is that 11? I got 11.
Hutzel right, falls down the cliff.
Right, you're down on the bottom floor of this cavern, talking to a guy, just saying
whatever he says to me.
He says to you, and the guy's just looking at you like,
what the frick, man?
He is halfway. He's sneaking through because he's smaller. He's got his cloak pulled around him, and he's kind of like just hiding to the shadows. No one's really paying attention to him. The bat's still flying around somewhere. Hutzel, it just comes down. He goes. And you just see a bunch of orcs look over, and you see this guy all in plate mail, where all the orcs are only wearing leather armor, and Hutzel's is like,
what's up?
All right, roll initiative.
Crap.
Hold on.
Can I do my...
All right, you loosen 16. It, and that ramp just, like, collapses down. You see there's confusion now. The chieftain's up there and trying to gather more soldiers to them, and they're pointing down because they... See your flaming sword down there.
We need to get the hell out of here, or we need to find, like, we don't even know where
so they can't get down to us now, right? Because we've collapsed.
They're going to have to take alternate routes.
Yeah.
So it's going to take them more time.
Take a healing potion.
I'll take a healing potion, and then we should try to escape into the temple and see if we can barricade it.
You enter the temple. Any of the orcs that were following you seem to stop pursuit and bow in reverence to the structure. Inside the structure, you notice there's a central island
with many treasures piled in the middle. It surrounded the water surrounding the island is murky and full of debris. You do notice a glowing crystal skull in the middle of the, because there's like a power. You notice there are a few things that are glowing. There is an iron flask. There is a crystal skull, and there's a ring. They're all magical. And that's
a flask.
None of the orcs. You can hear them coming down, but they're not entering the temple.
All right. Here's the deal. I impart this knowledge onto you guys. Before this happened, I had a nightmare, and in the nightmare, my sister was holding that flask.
That nightmare, she was holding the flask that's in the treasure.
Okay, is it?
So it's either bad or good.
Then you should grab it, then.
She's related to the guy who was in charge, and they're bowing down. They won't come in here and attack us. So the skull, that flask,
all put together.
Yeah.
It's the skull of your mother.
It's the skull of your mother.
I'll grab the flask.
You take the flask. Well, what are you taking?
The skull.
You take the skull. Anyone else taking the other ship?
I'll take the ring.
What does my flask do?
Your flask, you pick it up, and you feel a stirring in it. And after a few moments, you hear, like, this puzzled hello.
Answer. She's I Dream a Genie.
I respond. Who is
this? It's like, it's been a long time since someone has held the flask. What have you come here for?
Drinky.
We've come to retrieve the crystal skull.
The skull of the Dark Archivist.
Archivist?
What do you know of the Dark Archivist?
No, he was a powerful seer a long time ago.
He archived really dark things.
The guy who was at the top of the tower in the very first campaign, dude.
You archived dark things?
Yeah, yeah.
If you release me, I promise you untold power. The voice inside the flask seems desperate. And
let it out, Hustle.
Do you have a name?
It will give you something. It will.
It will be
obliged to help you.
Ooh.
If you release it.
Well, it is the enemy of our enemy, so I'm gonna guess it's our
enemy
ally.
Of our enemy is your friend.
As for the skull, you get quick visions of several possible outcomes of encounters. Like, you're almost seeing different...
Well, what does Brian see?
Archive dark things.
I don't know what I see. I've seen timelines, but...
You
things
accident.
Things could happen nice. Things could happen bad.
Wait, I see myself. Things what?
Could happen you see, thing. In one, see you're accident.
Yeah.
And the orcs worship you. You see another one where you arrive and the stranger's there. You see another one where something rises out of the water in this temple and devours the three of you.
Cthulhu!
My guess is...
Before we do that, is there a way to ascend the temple from the inside?
No, it's just one room.
Well, then what's the point of this temple?
Roll initiative. We need to get all the heads come out of different parts of the water.
It's a Hydra.
Summon Hercules, Brian.
Yeah, right. Xena and Hercules have to come out.
One of them goes to strike you. Misses. One of them goes to strike you. Hits.
At least you have the extra potions.
You take 7 points of damage. One of them strikes you.
I'm hidden!
I said you...
Believe
yourself to be hidden.
I am! I've vanished.
You can't. You're hiding.
What's your AC?
Ghosts. I'm hiding. 15.
All right, it hits you. You take 8 points of damage.
Dude, what the deuce? You told me I was hidden.
Yeah, you were.
Two more heads come out of the water, and they attack Hutzel.
Hutzel, drink that potion. They both miss
you. Hutzel's sitting there with his sword, batting them.
I'm guessing you can attack with the staff.
And roll a charisma check.
Uh-oh.
Is that
you
six?
You use the power of the staff.
Eight plus negative one.
Yes, so seven.
All right, the staff gets to choose your next action.
Crap.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say, we should have made an illusion of the skull still on the altar. Trick it into thinking we didn't take it.
That is actually the craftiest thing I've heard so far.
That's
very crafty.
As some of you savvy folk may have hinted or understood, we were dealing with a mind flayer. Our battle was so epic and so destructive that the audio was lost from our Mind Flayer battle. It seems as though he just simply ripped the memory of his existence out of our collective minds and hard drives. Anyway, we defeated the Hydra with great excellence and sent the mysterious lieutenant packing. Continuing on with our adventure, I'd just like to say thank you for listening. We can be followed at Dungeonetics on Instagram, Twitter, and at dungeonetics@gmail.com. Whew, back to the adventure.
By capturing the crystal skull from the Temple of the Twisted One and sent the stranger packing. Right now, it's been about 1 month. Sharing a simple hut that the dwarf Eason offered the group, you have found a new home. Each of you tried to find a place in an isolated society free of the threats of the mainland. Albert has approached Tancred, the local blacksmith, an aging dwarf that followed Eason to the island over a century ago about becoming his apprentice. The bounty hunter has found a new employer in the dwarf leader of the town, as Eason is always on the lookout for new enforcers. Meanwhile, Kazaa has secluded himself in the study of the skull while training one of the survivors of Astroport named Patrick to be his assistant herbalist curing the ailments of Hidden Harbor. One night, as the party slumbers within their dwelling, a piercing howl startles them awake from a deep sleep.
I run upstairs and ask Kazaa if he, you know, slipped and fell or something. Maybe no, getting out of the shower.
Well, you get out of your bed, and as you're going to climb, this is like a jungle town in like a harbor on a tropical island.
So are we talking
so
like a
you have a bamboo ladder up to the top floor. Oh. You're going up there, and you hear a growling behind you, and you see a gigantic wolf behind you.
Really, wolf? Really? How close is he to me?
You would say about 15 feet.
You don't know. Do we know for sure?
16.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty. There is magic. Okay. There is transmutation magic. Someone's been transformed. And
so we know it's Mark officially then. We know
you have a pretty good clue.
Yeah, we know it's Mark. I mean, there's no way around it. Unless someone snuck into our house and turned into a werewolf. Mark just disappeared.
Okay, well, it's a good thing I didn't chop your head off then.
Or your tail.
Yeah, that'd be off
with
penis and a head.
No,
it's me.
No, it's you. We know.
Shut up.
We know.
He continues to struggle. However, you actually got a pretty good snag on it. So he's just you've just hogtied him, and he's kind of just rolling around. You gonna do anything else?
Nah.
Well, night, everybody.
And you guys are meeting at the Loose Truss Ring.
I'm guessing that we're discussing matters over a big...
hearty tankard of ale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to bring in there.
A plethora of box of food.
All right. The three of you guys walk into the tavern, get your normal table, order your normal drinks.
Hey, guys, guess what? I wake up every morning naked and bloody.
Me too. What a coincidence.
You don't know what's going on? You have no clue?
We can look something up.
You scratch my back.
And while they're talking... You're basically looking for someone, and you come to the tavern.
Okay. I see these unsavory types.
I don't
know you guys as heroes, okay?
We're nothing but.
And I see them, I walk into the bar?
Yep.
All right. Should I describe myself?
They know of the constable. They haven't had that many dealings with you. But dwarves in this world are around 5 feet, okay. A little more. You're pretty stocky.
All right.
Well, they're all humans. So they don't know so much about the Earthborn, because there are no human Earthborns.
Yeah.
So they don't respect what it is. What?
So I'm going to saunter up these gentlemen.
All right.
Okay. And be like, hi. My name is Chester, and you guys should not be here.
Your name's Chester?
Chester Winterbottom. Get it straight.
Winterbottom?
Winterbottom! Chester Winterbottom.
Chester.
No.
Winterbottom.
My concern is that the three of you guys have been making a name for yourself. You're dealing drugs and seeing in the future. You're with that pirate Eason and, well, what up, dwarven buddy?
Hey,
boom! I can trust him. He is a dwarf.
He like works with a dwarf.
You work with a dwarf. Hey! there is an issue that's actually been brought to me, and I've actually asked Mr. Eason about it. I don't know if you've heard about some of the murders, people missing in this town.
Yeah, we know.
We had heard rumors.
I heard anything.
Anything left behind from the killer or the person?
Is there anything I can garner from that?
Other than what you haven't fully combed over the thing yet.
Okay.
It just happened this morning.
Investigations are currently on their way, and I have my best man on the case.
Well, then,
cold case. Yeah.
Some gnomes walk in and hand them some more information.
Dwarf. I really want to know.
Yep, you head over the house. As he mentioned, all the windows are blown out. Looked like something came in forcefully. His body is in like the middle of the room.
They're chalking.
There's no chalk on the line. He's just covered in lacerations and blood.
We don't know if it's
not
you,
like
but.
Helter-skelter-ish, but you know, still pretty bad.
All right, in then the room, you see an altar with this ruin that's an archaic ruin. You've never seen it before, and you see all kinds of like little like animal skulls and bones and different just like a very gnarly looking dagger.
It sounds to me like there was some sort of
bad stuff going on
some
here.
Some cultist activity.
Cults. No. A cult, a sacrifice.
Marilyn. This is a Charles Manson.
So he doesn't
recognize.
I'm pretty
sure this guy died doing something bad, so there we go. Crime solved.
No, we got to figure this out.
Let's button this up and get out of here.
Well, obviously there was a cult, or he was part of a cult, and there's a sacrifice, because you have a sacrifice.
Sacrifice went wrong.
Any books, tomes, or can I check his pockets?
You are a cop. You can do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, no, this is true. I'm good. All right, check his pockets.
There are two books.
Hounds of the Baskervilles.
One of them is his ledger for his business.
Take it.
Taken.
There's some notes about how he's running in some stiff competition from a new merchant in town, whose name is Isaac Rand.
Ran so far away.
Yes. It's R-A-A-N, but yes. Yeah.
Oh.
And the other one is written in a different language. It uses the dwarven alphabet, but it talks about Dark One many times and different things about harvesting souls.
Mm-hmm. Harvesting souls? I never heard of any of this before.
Unfortunately, we have.
Gentlemen, you know this
you guys book? Should stay out of the business.
Business of what?
Business that doesn't belong to you.
LaRue died in this town. It is my business.
Hey. He's like, LaRue...
Let's watch it there.
Was just the beginning. Does this need to get worse?
Just the beginning? What's going on here? What business? What are you guys talking about?
The new business in town. The new person is going to make Eason look like small time.
A new merchant coming in? Is that what you're trying to say? There's a new guy coming over to take over?
She's a merchant.
She? The chick, is she singing?
Is there any way we can seek parlay?
Catalin.
Catalin? That's a sexy name.
You know that name.
I do?
She was a girl that came from Astroport.
Tale
the one that claimed
time.
To be Hutzel's stepsister.
Beauty oh, really? And the Beast.
Yeah, tale's all this time for sure. Where's she been? That was going to ask that. Where has she been this whole time?
Sounds like someone's muscling on your crew, dude.
All five of them draw their weapons.
Oh, crap. We're in a fight.
Your fist turns into stone, like, Falkler. On his arm now.
Oh.
So he can't move.
Drag him. All right, guys, I got him.
All right.
Nice.
So you see Way the monk go. Just like fly off, run up a wall, and come around guy? Behind him and grab him with a stone hand.
I hold my flaming sword in front of his face and demand to know where my sister is.
Ooh. Oh, he means.
That's interrogation style right there. That's Kingdom style.
No. We must be nice to him. I'll be a good cop. You be a bad cop.
Don't hurt him.
All right, you drag him up. He's like, your sister's with the others.
Who are the others?
You've met Isaac Rand. Perrin LaRue used to be a member of us.
How many are you?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Except for Jay Eason, because you tried
worst constable ever.
The last time we have our meetings, they're at Isaac's warehouse on the docks. We meet almost every night.
They're rude to this place called Glassfield.
Looks like we're coming with you.
Do you have any way to disguise? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got disguise.
All right, make your disguise check. See how well you disguise the party.
Oh, my God.
Just say it's not a one.
You use crown for makeup.
The paper machine sticks. Can I use vanish?
You put, like, makeup, the dirt, just rubbed it on their faces. You walk in. As soon as he closes the door, he turns around and goes, you aren't.
No.
You're not the others. And he goes to reach, but all he's got is a dagger on. He's like, I remember you guys.
Mm-hmm.
The constable.
Hey.
You're not even a human.
You let me in.
Surprise. He's dumb now.
Can I magic dagger him?
He's he's not wearing any armor. And all he has is a dagger.
We're not killing this guy.
Can I vanish?
We just want to get down to the bombless thing. We believe that you're not bad, inherently bad. Pardon me. I just push him and move past.
He kind of like, and he Rory's like, stop, because he knows you guys outclassing him. As you get to the carpet, you see the other two people turn around, and you notice the dwarf is the scholar you talked to earlier.
Explains why he knows everything about the amulet.
Bastards!
Son of a, come on!
I know nothing in this town!
Where's...
Guys, come on. I'm not even mad. I'm just want to guilt him.
I'm thinking a new line of work may be in order for you.
Jewish guilt. What are your skills? Jewish guilt?
Can you write it in.
And as you guys are all just like, they're surrounding you, you see Catalin walk out from behind a tapestry on the top of the altar. She's like, we meet again, brother.
God, Jesus.
What happened?
What? Oh, sorry.
Really?
He said he did her.
I did.
Wait.
He did not.
I don't.
In my dreams?
He's making shit up.
Shut up.
Taking shit about yourself.
I asked her where she went after we arrived. And what is this all about?
We're looking for my master.
Who's your master?
You found him in the caves.
No.
He was trapped a long time ago in a... Iron
the guy who talks to you.
Oh, beans.
It's the guy that talked to him in the flask.
Yeah.
Tell her you have the flask.
No, you don't want to tell her that.
Is that the reason why the people won't go into mines?
Yeah, it is the reason why they won't go into mines.
Shut up, I want to know.
So this is like, I don't know what's currently going on in the mines. That's something beyond my scope. All I want is the flask, and I know you people retrieved it. It was in the temple of the Twisted One.
What plans does the Twisted One have for the town?
I don't serve the Twisted One.
Then who do you serve?
The one that's trapped in the iron flask.
Keeps on saying, I can help you. You gotta let me out. Gotta help you.
We thought it was a Twisted
One. So what do you know about the being in the flask?
It's my master.
Now remember, you guys are related. So if you lie to him, that's like not cool.
He was a host. To the Avatar and the Kingdom of Death.
Oh, jeez.
Basically, he was the mortal...
He's Hades?
The mortal cage that trapped a living god. Yes, yes, I know you're a werewolf.
What?
We tried to frame you for the murders this morning.
So
way to go, Mark. You're innocent.
Yeah!
So you guys killed LaRue.
I was...
He was part of the order, but he tried to back out.
Why did you kill
because,
him again?
Because he was going, he wasn't going with the order.
He wasn't
basically,
going.
He was
LaRue was tired these... of it, so they off
okay,
LaRue.
So you guys so are on you, the you good have... side then. No, they're not.
Basically, you have one option. I'll give you this option since you are my brother.
Well,
you give us the iron flask. I know you carry it on you. And I'll let you live. And I'll let everyone in the town live.
And if we don't?
They're going to kill everybody, genius.
I'll offer your souls to my master once I retrieve him.
I don't know, gentlemen. Do you want to?
Can we have a little moment to ourselves?
Yeah,
preferably near the exit.
We need to have a.
Here's a favor. We'll let you out, but you have to leave the town, and everyone has to leave us alone.
I don't care much for the town. It's not my grand view of things.
What exactly is your grand view?
Without any bloodshed, Yui will take you and your people, and they'll split if we let you out. Never return again.
This little island has no consequence for me.
That's your favorite. You're bound by it.
Wait. If we do that, your sister will have no interest in us anymore, because that's what she's after.
And we'll have to kill her.
And you don't have to kill her.
Flask is a magical item that traps people.
I agree with this. What do you think,
Hustle? It's a trapping flask. You can use it again on someone
else. I feel conflicted, but I also agree.
Okay, we got three.
Listen, you
know
what he said?
Falls in my motive. I just want to protect the town.
All right.
How about if we just hold on to it, and if he becomes a problem later on down the line, we can just put him back in the flask.
No, he's gone. He's leaving.
Yeah, but if he, for whatever reason, doesn't leave, you know, like he lies to us like all villains do?
I don't know.
Yes, but he's already promised that he's going to leave.
Yes, because villains make promises, and they always keep them.
The flask begins
to... released and kills all of us.
It begins to vibrate as the cork is removed. A column of bubbling ooze pours out onto the floor and begins to climb upon itself as it assembles itself into a form of a man.
Man hopefully wearing pants.
As it nears almost 6 feet, its flesh emerged from the ooze. But it is rotten in the cage.
Ew.
Before you is an elf that appears to have died centuries ago, its flesh barely holding on to its decrepit bones. Free
Ew.
At last, the figure
You're
screams.
Gross. You want to go back in the cloak and then disgusting looking.
Let me ask you a question.
It's got gray skin. It's an elf, but one of its elongated ears is like paid off.
Oh, cool.
And it's wearing the robes that you would envision him being a wizard.
Can I introduce myself as Chester Winterbottom and ask what his name is?
In the history of the planet?
My name is Solsi.
Solsi. All right, Solsi.
We knew that.
So I look at him and I say, Catlin. So then we have a
deal. The next day,
we're at the
as
tavern.
You guys are
we're
going to tavern. Meet, you meet for breakfast at the tavern.
I
come with cups of coffee in the morning for these guys.
I've had an issue. Before all this, last night, I'm seeing shadows in my room, and I found a leaf. A leaf?
Wait, hold on.
Maybe you should close the window?
No.
And you hear that there's a new nightclub on the dock that's open.
Nightclub?
I love it.
There's a ye olde nightclub?
I've learned that a recent shipment that's route around the island has been interrupted by privateers has vanished over the past couple nights.
Oh, yeah? Tell me more.
It was en route to Glassfield.
Really? Where's that?
That's the kingdom you guys are from.
Yeah, that's where you guys came from.
Oh, that's where you came from. Yeah.
There you go. From a secluded island to the south where it was hijacked. However, three of the crates were found empty in a holding warehouse this morning.
Or yesterday.
Another morning. Several other crates still contained hundreds of pounds of gold.
Huh?
But the three in question only held the remaining packing dirt. Whatever was inside those crates is missing.
Yeah,
obviously. Our pal Jay Easton wants to know the location of his missing treasure and identities of the people foolish enough to double-cross him.
Oh. Do you actually know what was in the crates?
No.
I say we tackle the mine first.
Listen to your friend. I mean, here's the thing. These were man-made tunnels. These are not in front of us that are...
Oh, well, the tunnel you're in now has been chiseled by miners.
Okay.
The tunnel before is, like, literally carved stone walls. So that's, like, a structure that was carefully built.
Okay.
Can I look at folklore?
If you go down to the tunnel,
folklore.
A lot of the, like, inscriptions on the side remind you of the orc encampment you went to.
Someone's gonna scroll.
Actually, I would like to take, you know, since we got like a moment here, I wanted to give you the flask so that you could do some research on it and figure out how it works.
Yes.
You pass it off.
I expect it back.
Okay. Well,
don't fill it full of grog and drink out of it.
Can I use the my crystal skull to figure out what the flask
you
is?
You should
about?
Be able to just use knowledge.
Well, I could use knowledge, I guess. Either or, right?
It
doesn't really matter.
Takes out the crystal skull and it's glowing an odd yellow color.
Are you pulling out the crystal skull?
No, just use knowledge on it.
Yeah, arcane knowledge.
Yeah.
Your John's going to unleash hell on
us. D20,
about the inscriptions?
No, the flask.
Oh, about this flask? The flask is, you can will it to pull things into it.
Okay, we know
and
that.
And you make it, basically, it tries to suck it. If it grapples the thing, it pulls it in, and then it's entrapped until the cork is removed. Because as it pulls it in, the cork just instantly comes right into it. Okay. And it can communicate with whoever holds the flask, but it can't really be released until the cork is removed.
After passing
through the tunnel that appears to have outdated the miner's operation, it opens into a large chamber. The room has natural lighting, as if you would refer to glowing stones as natural. In the center of the room is a raised dais with a ring of pillars around it. In the middle is a pedestal that holds a deep black metal circlet with several dull purple jewels set within it. Arrayed around it are the statues of figures reaching for the circlet in various positions.
Does anyone have any detect trap?
No.
All right, he's not that kind of thief. More of an assassin. All right, you guys are looking around. You don't see anything. However, you...
Don't step there!
Don't see any, like, pressure plates or anything. You're looking around the cavern. You do notice a sound scraping, like a boot on the ground. Mm. And you kind of see a shadow move from one pillar on the other pillar on the other side.
Goddamn shadows. Wherever I go.
It's like a man-sized figure you saw move from one pillar to the
other. Guys, there was a shadow.
Okay, did we talk to the shadow?
I think we should go investigate.
We don't want anything to do. We don't want any funny business.
Well, we're going to get funny business.
Who's there? Show yourself.
Don't show yourself. Just tell us who you are.
Either or, your choice.
Yes. All right.
No choice. You're surrounded.
Don't tell us. You hear hissing, and the figure moves out from behind the pillar.
Is this Medusa?
This gem here that everyone's reaching for.
The circlet with, it's a black metal circlet. It goes on your head.
Make it fall on
with seven dull purple stones set in there.
Run for it. You know you want to.
Oh, dude, I got fleet of foot. I'm coming right up that pillar and boop.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. Go for it.
King of the world, man.
All right. You grow up.
Oh, this is such a bad idea. Okay.
He's wearing a red shirt, by the way.
He is.
Da-da-da. You run up to the pedestal, grab the circlet, and put it on. As the circlet is lifted, you hear the grinding sound of stone on stone as a stone cube raises out of the floor beyond the pedestal.
You released the board.
You see. out of the floor, 10 feet from the pedestal. The walls of the cube begin to move and shift like a Rubik's Cube. As you begin to see, a floating creature appears to be a sphere with a central eye, with a toothy maw, with several fleshy stalks branching out of it, with eyeballs on the end of them.
Dude, I'm lopping off the Medusa's head right now.
The cube is slowly opening. It's not free yet. And if the guess, that is the Twisted One's lieutenant that was imprisoned here.
Way to go. Way to go.
That was coming up out of the ground regardless. Regardless.
Also, get off it.
Don't go full flame.
Everybody get away from it. Run over to it. Boom. All right,
you bring the circlet. Even before you get it on it, you see its body starting to crumble and one of the other gems lights up.
Just one?
Just one.
So it's got two.
But the thing is huge, though.
How many gems is on it?
Seven.
Yeah, we're boned.
The thing was fucking huge.
We're just...
Run.
Yeah. No.
No.
No, I still have the flask.
You got Hutzel just walk
up. Hutzel really wants
to. He's like, puts the sword in the ground, takes out the flask.
I'm on game plan B. I'm running to that pool of
Bobby's gonna run to the
blood.
Now, can't you run right from that? Or do you have to wait until the next
time? See if you can bind it with the crossbow.
When you hammer the crown, I know exactly what I need to do with it.
It is now... the mage's turn, and you are free.
But it's looking try to see if no you can move stuff. Out of its, like...
Can I move out and go flask? We'll you can. Flask it again. Yeah.
Do it.
But he's got... How can
use a different d20.
Run off to the side.
Oh.
That's what he's in.
Here we go. Let's go for gold. 10 plus...
4. 4. 14.
All right, you pull it. You feel like this... like the lights dim in the room... and you see this, like, sucking, and, like, the beholder just flies towards you, hits the top of the flask, and just gets pulled until it gets smaller and smaller, and it just squeezes into it, and the cork just goes right at the top.
Ah, we
did it! Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We captured it!
Oh, man.
Victory is ours!
With a 14? You did that? Were you just being nice?
No, really? you really didn't need that much.
Last time you got a 12, so we were like literally 2 points away.
Yeah, true. Okay. All right.
Oh, we did.
Of course we did.
Okay.
We captured it.
We have to make a vow here, though.
Never open the flask.
With great power and responsibility.
So you have reprisoned the creature trapped here and killed all his
minions.
Well, there we go. Number 2 in the books.